We appreciate the opportunity again to get to share our information. This has been a really exciting year from a program standpoint. It's been a little tough with the reduction in cotton acreage that we're seeing. I know all the states are dealing with that right now. The states that have had active programs since 2000-2001 are running into a problem that probably I don't think we've really had before in boba eradication. We get maybe through with the cost of the spraying, but now we've got to deal with this debt with half the acreage out there. So it's making it very difficult. It's a big advantage if you got through before this acreage reduction hit. So we're right now involved in working with our growers, and the state legislature is introducing a bill this next week. Hopefully we're going to get some additional state funds. We've had very little in Arkansas, which would help deal with that problem. These are our zones in Arkansas. And our results. This is going to be pretty quick because really a lot of the issues are going away for us now. Like I said, a pretty exciting year. This is the fourth year in a row we hadn't caught any weevils in the southwest zone. Southeast zone, we caught 80 weevils. These are all in a 2 mile radius of about 2 mile area. We caught a few weevils all through the year. Only place that we caught in that zone. In the central eradication zone, we caught zero weevils this year. In the northeast ridge, we caught zero weevils this year. And the northeast delta, we caught zero weevils this year. So we're on the last road, and we greatly appreciate all the help that we've had from especially the Arkansas cotton growers, our board of directors, state plant board, ag council, extension service, Arkansas University personnel. There's just been a lot of support underneath for this program, and we couldn't have got through all these hurdles again. We've got to pay this thing out, and I think we greatly appreciate the support of the cotton industry. Thank you.
Got to work off here, Dale.
We actually have time for a break now, I think. We've got 13 minutes. Is Larry Smith still here? Charlie Allen, maybe you field a question. Question I had on Larry's presentation, he mentioned concerns on early season trap captures and irrigation. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes. That thing's whistling. The question is, and I guess y'all heard the question, dealt with two of the concerns or issues that we're dealing with. We had one of them is on irrigated cotton. We've been dealing with that for a long time, but the it's meant really where we're concerned. Our concerns are, Larry, you should be up here giving this. Our concerns are wash-off related under center pivot sprinkler irrigation. The other concern that was brought up was detection or associated with detection, and we've discussed that at our technical advisory committee meetings. And but basically what the situation was is we had instances this last year, we've not really seen that before, but instances this last year where in our higher weevil areas that still have a few weevils, and that is the southern Blacklands area, the two areas in South Texas Winter Garden that had higher weevils, that area that Larry Smith showed on the southwest edge of the southern coastal bend area, and then the Uvalde area, and then also the valley. In those areas where we had higher levels of numbers of weevils, we had the traps that went without weevils for maybe 2 or 3 weeks in fields that later on, a few weeks later, had fairly substantial weevil populations. And we think that for a period of time those traps did not catch. And so that is a concern. We think that hot dry weather, high winds had an effect on that, but we also think that because those are the areas that have higher weevils, I can't avoid kind of the conclusion that we're talking about a density-dependent situation. We didn't have the problem where weevil numbers are lower. We did have it where weevil numbers are higher. It has something to do with pheromone competition. We're going to be looking some more at that, and we do have some action solutions planned for 2009 for that, and those action solutions are to be very aggressive early in those areas where we catch weevils, and where our idea is to knock the populations down as much as possible so that there's not as much competition between the weevils in the fields and the traps, and we think that's going to help us. We think that's probably at this point the best strategy for us to move forward. There is going to probably be some research to address some of these issues, and we're looking forward to maybe getting some answers on that. But those are the two things you identified, Mr. Moderator.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. The question is the role of volunteer cotton, particularly Mike, in other crops, is what you're addressing. In other crops under civet. It's there everywhere. We're seeing volunteer cotton in wheat on wheat ground in the rolling plains and the high plains. The volunteer cotton issue is a big problem all the way across our state. The difference is the Uvalde area of South Texas Winter Garden, and that area that in the southwestern edge of the coastal bend has a lot of weevils still. And so that's a deadly combination with weevils and volunteer cotton. That makes eradication a much tougher program to carry out. I mean, that's why, as Mr. Smith talked about, we're going to be spending more money to address weevils in non-cotton field situations, in corn, in milo, and those kinds of situations. We're going to have to map those fields. We're going to have to treat those fields. We're going to have to treat those like cotton fields if volunteer cotton comes there. Well, I think there will be some, I don't know, because right now there is not a law to enforce that other than the stock destruction law. And basically, although there was some cotton that in violation of the stock destruction law in your area, in general, that was taken care of pretty well. The issue that we're dealing with is cotton in these other crops that remains after those crops are harvested. It's there all season long and remains after cotton is harvested and becomes a problem in terms of producing weevils in those crops. And I'm not sure, I think that that's going to be discussed in some of the upcoming legislative discussions, but I can't tell you where that's going. There is no law right now, there's no law in Texas that addresses that issue. There may be by the time the legislature gets through with what they're doing this year.
We've still got about 5 minutes.
Okay, if anybody else has a question?
We've still got about 5 minutes.
Mr. Smith, you might want to join me up here and help me answer these questions. He's better at it than I am.
Carl.
Yes, sir. Well, I don't know what the definition of a permanent buffer zone is.
We're not
I don't agree with that. I think it will be eradicated. I think Mexico is making progress across the border. They've got a good program. It's well led. I think, you know, I have every confidence that all along the border, from the Gulf of Mexico to California, that the weevil's going to be eradicated. If you mean that we'll probably have to maintain a higher level of trapping along the Rio Grande River, I would agree with that, but simply because we can't afford not to have more traps there. And it doesn't necessarily reflect on Mexico. It reflects on the fact that we don't know with hands on what's going on the other side, and there is a lot of potential for movement in Mexico and into, let's say, the Port of Brownsville. We don't know what's going on there, so we need to maintain a higher, we can't allow the program to be jeopardized by failure to maintain a high trap density, a relatively high trap. I think trap densities will go down, but I don't think they'll ever go down to the extent that they will in other areas of our state and in your state.
Is that decline in cotton acreage, is that helping in the valley?
Question is decline in cotton acreage helping in the valley? I would say yes, because it makes, you know, fewer acres makes a program more manageable. You know, the caveat to that is, as Mr. Smith mentioned, we had right at 100,000 acres of cotton there this year in the valley before the hurricane went through. After the hurricane went through, we probably had 200,000 acres after cotton blew out, and we had regrowth problems in sugar cane and corn and milo fields and citrus orchards in people's backyards. That acreage increased pretty dramatically. Edward Herrera, the zone manager for the Lower Rio Grande Valley, and you know, and Joanne Long, the assistant zone manager, told me yesterday that the valley is, for all practical purposes, clean of all that cotton now. So they've done between the growers and some of the work that we did and TDA, with TDA's help, the valley is pretty well cleaned up now. Which, you know, if you'd asked Larry Smith and I how much sleep we were getting, and Edward and Joanne, about August with all that coming on, probably wasn't a whole lot, because we were pretty concerned about having cotton there until all the way through the winter, and it's not there. And that's credit to the growers and the program.